It's time for ER 101 with expert guests provided by the American College of Emergency Physicians. Here's Dr. Lee Vinoker.
Hi, and welcome to ER 101 from the American College of Emergency Physicians, where we give you the 411 on your 911. I want to welcome my first guest. It's springtime, and we are going to talk about spring break, some of the dangers of spring break. A lot of college kids are going on spring break, and I want to welcome my first guest. She is Dr. Angela Gardner. She's the former president of the American College of Emergency Physicians. She's an emergency physician at Parkland Hospital in Dallas, Texas. So welcome, Dr. Gardner, and she's a frequent guest to our show. Thanks for coming back to talk about this.
Thank you, Lee. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, you know, I don't have college-age kids yet, but I know that a lot of people do, and this is a spring break time for a lot of college kids. And, you know, it's interesting. There are a lot of dangers now. I mean, it seems so much. You hear about things in the news, and it seems so much more dangerous than those innocent, you know, trips to the beach in the past. And there's actually big marketing out there to get a lot of college kids down, where I've seen things marketed like unlimited drinks and things like that. And truthfully, some of these kids, you know, they're not even drinking age in the United States. So let's start to talk about some of the dangers that you can see on spring break. So what kind of things have you been hearing about?
Well, I do have college-age kids, and this is a prime worry of mine, that they will go out on spring break and end up in an emergency department somewhere, and I'll get that call that all parents dread. So, of course, the big ones that come to mind are drugs and alcohol.
Yeah, I mean, and it depends on, you know, where they are and if they're traveling abroad and stuff. But alcohol is a huge problem because, you know, these kids are away from their parents. They're sometimes out of the country where there are different laws for drinking. And binge drinking, I think, is just terrible. I saw a statistic somewhere that on spring break, young men on average will have 18 drinks a day. Girls will have 10 alcoholic drinks a day on spring break. I mean, that is a recipe for disaster.
Well, it truly is. And especially if you look at the environments where the kids are out in the sun and near the water. So they're getting dehydrated from being in the sun, then they're drinking, say, 10 drinks in a day. And, you know, alcohol metabolizes at roughly one drink per hour for average person. But many young women especially are smaller than that, and it will take a little bit longer. So they're out there, they're dehydrated, they're drinking a lot of alcohol, not drinking water, not eating food. And that, you're right, is a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, and the other problem with alcohol and is, you know, this is typical binge drinking. I mean, besides getting dehydrated, there's also alcohol toxicity that we see, right? What's that?
That's true. Alcohol toxicity is where someone actually becomes poisoned from the alcohol they drink. It's more than just a little hangover that someone hears about. It is true. A life-threatening emergency where alcohol actually poisons the body, the brain, and the liver. It usually happens, and here's a misconception, it happens to people who don't drink frequently because they have no tolerance for the alcohol, and it quickly adds up in the bloodstream.
Right, and especially if they're doing a lot of binge drinking. You know, we hear about it on campuses with fraternities and pledging and sororities and things like this, but this is like, you know, one big pledge practically for the whole week. And I think part of it is the fault of these resorts that are marketing to that, because it's big money for them, and they're marketing to this and trying to get kids down there, and it's just too tempting, I think.
It is. And a lot of kids don't have a lot of money, too. So they're lured in by the promise of, you know, free drinks all night, et cetera, to save money, if you will.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. And the other thing is the risky behaviors, right? When kids drink a lot, sometimes, you know, obviously they're not in their right mind. Anyone drinking like, you know, 10 drinks, I can't even imagine boys 18 drinks. They're not thinking properly about, you know, what they're doing or what's going on. So there's a lot of risky behaviors.
Well, that's right. And even one drink can lower your normal standards of decision making. But certainly several could do that. And then in a foreign environment or away from your usual places where you know you have safety, people can make bad decisions just about simple things like walking around the wrong block or not being able to find their way back to the hotel, which then can lead to further catastrophes.
Yeah, no, it's true. And that's one of the other dangers that we hear about on spring break. I mean, it's been many years since the Natalie Holloway case, although occasionally it comes back into the news with something or another. But it's this idea of, you know, traveling alone or leaving someplace with a stranger, and your judgment is just clouded when you're intoxicated.
Well, that's true. And sometimes even when you're not intoxicated. And so, you know, people should have some kind of a buddy system. It sounds a little quaint, but having someone that you know is responsible for making sure you get back to your hotel safely is a great way for people to kind of protect themselves, to say, I won't leave here without you. You won't leave here without me. We will make sure that we get home safely together. And that will help. Also, I think kids today are lured into a false sense of safety by the fact that they have a cell phone, and they're able to call their friends or text their friends or et cetera, et cetera. But the fact is, cell phones don't always work, can't always get a signal,
right.
And maybe your friends won't know where you are, or you won't know where you are. And not only that, you could put your phone down or lose it, et cetera. So people need to be aware of what their plans are in case they lose the cell phone.
Yeah, and, you know, in a loud, noisy bar environment where they have that crazy girls gone wild thing going on, people don't even hear cell phones ring. So I think that's good advice, to never go off with a stranger, you know, never travel alone at night, and stay on the resort, too. You know, the resorts are relatively safer. There was a list put out recently. You know, Mexico is a very good hot spot for spring break. But there's a big issue in Mexico with the drug cartels and crime rates and things like that. And where it might be a little bit safer on resorts because it's contained and it's easier for security and to police those areas in these foreign countries, once you go outside the resort, almost, you know, I think the State Department says it, your chances of having a serious problem really increase exponentially, don't you think?
I do. I do think that's true. And even in the United States, in an unfamiliar place, you know, if you go straight one place, stay there all night, and then go straight home, then you're, I think, safer than wandering the streets not knowing where you are. GPS doesn't always get you out of trouble.
Yeah, that's very true. And, you know, there's trauma related to what's going on in areas. You know, you hear about accidents and things like that when people are not using good judgment out on spring break, falls and things like that.
That's true, and you think about the typical things, and of course, people want to be very careful not to drink and drive, to always have a sober driver or take a taxi. But what should also be in the back of your head is not to drink while you're doing anything that's athletic or a skilled activity, like surfing or water skiing or certainly scuba diving.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Something about being under the sea, completely intoxicated, it sounds like a certain recipe for disaster for sure. So judgment is key to that.